Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Hi there. Have you ever traveled by train or subway and felt a little lost in English? Don't worry. You're in the right place. Welcome back to Magic 4 English. I'm Daniel, and in this episode, you'll learn 15 must-know words for traveling by subway, the exact words you need to feel ready on your next trip. And remember, I speak slowly so you understand every single word. Here's what we'll do today. First, you'll listen to a simple story about taking the subway. Second, we'll review the vocabulary with easy meanings. Third, I'll ask you simple questions so you can practice the words yourself. And finally, you'll hear a short, real conversation at the station. Are you ready? Let's begin. Part 1, Story. Yesterday, I took the subway. I went to the subway station. I walked through the entrance and bought a ticket. I looked at the big board. It showed the train schedule. My train was coming in 5 minutes. I walked to the platform and waited. On the other side, I saw the tracks. First, a local train arrived. It stopped at every station, but I wanted the express train because it was faster. Soon, the express train came. I got on and sat down. The train followed the red line. After 2 stops, I needed to transfer to the blue line. I followed the signs and changed trains. On the new train, the conductor made an announcement. There is a short delay. Please wait. After a few minutes, the train started again. Finally, I arrived at my stop. I walked to the exit and left the station. Vocabulary list. 1. Subway. An underground train in a city. 2. Station. A place where trains stop for people to get on or off. 3. Platform. The place where you wait to get on the train. 4. Track. The metal rails that trains move on. 5. Ticket. A piece of paper or a card that lets you ride the train. 6. Train schedule. A list of times when the train arrives and leaves. 7. Train. A long vehicle that moves on tracks. 8. Line. A subway route, often shown by a color, like red line, blue line. 9. Transfer. To switch from one train to another. 10. Express train. A train that skips some stops and goes faster. 11. Local train. A train that stops at every station. 12. Conductor. A person on the train or in the station who gives help or makes announcements. 13. delay. When the train is late. 14. Exit. The way to go out of the station. 15. Entrance. The way to go into the station. Part 3. Let's practice with simple questions. Now let's practice. I'll ask a simple question. You answer with the vocabulary word you have learned. Ready? What is the long vehicle that moves on tracks? Train. That's right. A train runs on tracks. What do we call the underground train in a city? Subway. Correct. The subway goes under the city. Where do trains stop for people to get on or get off? Station. Exactly. A station is where trains stop. Where do you wait to get on the train? Platform. Yes, you wait on the platform. What are the metal rails that trains move on? Tracks. Good job. Trains move on tracks. What small piece of paper or card lets you ride the train? Ticket. That's right. A ticket lets you ride. What shows the times when trains come and go? Train schedule. Perfect. The schedule shows the times. What do we call a subway route, often shown in colors like red or blue? Line. Correct. A line shows the subway path. What do you do when you change from one train to another? Transfer. Exactly. Transfer means switch trains. What train goes faster and skips some stops? Express train. That's right. An express train is quick. What train stops at every station? Local train. Yes, a local train stops everywhere. Who is the person that makes announcements or helps passengers? Conductor. Correct. The conductor helps people on the train. What is it called when the train is late? Delay. Exactly. A delay means the train is not on time. What do we call the way to go out of the station? Exit. Yes, you use the exit to leave. And what do we call the way to go into the station? Entrance. Perfect. You use the entrance to go inside. Great work. You answered all the questions. Part 4, Real Conversation.
Excuse me, is this the entrance to the subway?
Yes, this is the entrance. Please buy a ticket first.
Thank you. Where is the platform for the blue line?
The blue line platform is on your left. Just follow the signs.
Does the next train come soon?
Yes, according to the train schedule, the train will arrive in 5 minutes.
Is it a local train or an express train?
It's a local train. The express train will come later.
Oh, I see. Do I need to transfer to the red line for Central Station?
Yes, that's correct. You will transfer at Central Station.
Okay, are the trains on time or is there a delay?
Right now, there is no delay. The trains are on time.
Great. And where is the exit when I arrive at Central Station?
The exits are clearly marked. Just follow the green signs.
Perfect. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Have a safe trip on the subway.
And that's the end of today's lesson on traveling by subway. You did a great job learning 15 new words. Remember, the best way to improve your English is to listen, repeat, and practice every day. Next time you take the train or subway, try to see these words around you, at the station, on the platform, or even on the train schedule. Keep going. You're doing amazing work. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode of Magic for English. I'm Daniel. Thank you for learning with me today, and I'll see you next time.